An NGO, Jack Sally, operating in the northern region for the past 14 years, mobilizing and empowering women economically, says it has met the MDG goals 1, 2, and 3, which relates to poverty reduction, hunger, and the control of child mortality. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Georgette Cole, Chief Executive Officer Jeremiah Abubakar Sedu said they have mobilized more than 1,700 people, including women and the youth, who have been trained with the habit of savings.
We are reducing poverty. That is one of our biggest objectives we are looking up to. We've been on this program since 2000. We started in a community very close to Bole, where we have our head office called Mandare, and now we work in over 400 communities. We also facilitating close to about 1,700 groups. 87% of these groups are women. These people are generating and mobilizing among themselves over 3-4 million Ghana cedis. We're also working with the youth, and a number of them are coming up, getting themselves employed, getting themselves to learn how to save and to do many of those issues that the youth are crying for. In general, we also doing quite a number of youth unemployment issues, where we create self-employment, we engage the youth, we get them to put themselves together into groups, and they are picking up in a number of things. One of the things we are doing with them is beekeeping. One of the things we are doing with them is youth in environmental enterprises that include share and share activities.
Where would you say you have reached with your NGO when it comes to development and empowerment in the northern part of Ghana?
In terms of women, women's confidence levels have increased. Women are able to be responsible. Widows have sent back their children to school. They are capable of providing shelter, food, education, and accommodation for their children. And in the youth, we are creating employment for them. Generally, these are the things I can tell you off my head.
Would you say you have measured up to any of the MDG goals as far as women are concerned?
Sure. We've measured up to a number of the MDGs. If you talk about the first one, eradicating hunger and poverty, we have a microfinance program and we have a value chain development activity. The value chain development activity is focusing on rice and maize. We've done soya also. The microfinance is focusing on generating self finance. These communities are able to generate their own resources without waiting for somebody to come and hand over money to them. We have a methodology where they come together in groups of 30 and they save themselves. Some of the groups are saving and generating close to 30,000-40,000 cedis a year. So for us, when it comes to the first, eradicating hunger and poverty, I think in the area we work, this is what we are working on. If you look at the second MDG, which is universal education, a microfinance program at the same time has enhanced children's literacy. Widows are able to send back their children to school. Girls in the area we work, we've done a study and we have a report that indicates that out of every 6 girls, 4 are sent back to school in the project area and they remain in school. So for us, we are achieving universal education as one of the MDGs or the second one. Gender equality is one of the things that our program and our project have actually worked on. In this one, you find us in our value chain developments, we are empowering men who are facilitating and supporting women in share picking activities that used to be and called a women-based activity. If you go to some of the communities in the Solatuna Kaba district, men are now supporting their wives. They pick shenas with them, they prepare the shenas, and they are selling them at good prices. That is just one of them. So for us, in gender equality, we think that we are focusing on women and primarily on men. Getting men to do what used to be women business and get women to do what used to be men business.
On the operations of the NGO in the remotest parts of the northern region, Mr. Sedu said the challenges are enormous and appealed to the Bank of Ghana to review its policies on NGOs to allow such organizations to mobilize funds to assist rural communities in the economic development effort.
We want government support in terms of environmental issues. For example, working conditions. Last year, 2013, I lost all my good staff to single spine. That's a challenge. We will wish that when these things are being worked on, smaller organizations like us that are making a bigger impact than our name be considered. And we can sit down and look at issues that in a certain way government could support so that we can keep these people we have trained on the community, on the field over the years for one single policy, single spine. A lot of them are coordinating directors now. And then sometimes I talk to them and they tell me, oh, sir, we wish we can come back. We would like government to have a budgetary support for our project. East Africa, this project we are running, the government has instituted the budgetary support in every district that government put money into this project. Because in a project, if you put in one CD, you generate three CDs. So we expect Bank of Ghana come down to us at the regional level, at the district levels, and say, hey, you guys, we've heard you've done A, B, C, D. You want to mobilize and start a rural bank. This is what you can do. We can take the documentation and go and process them and send them back to you.